Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in Russia for a two-day visit, 24th and 25th December. Defense, terrorism, security, and a lot of reassurances are going to be on top of his agenda. Today we have with us Ambassador Neelam Deo, Director at Gateway House, Samir Patil, National Security Fellow, and Amit Bhandari, Energy Fellow at Gateway House. My name is Shubhashish and I'm the editor at Gateway House. So Neelam, let me start with you. Last year, Putin came to India and it was, they tried their best to keep the visit under one day. As a matter of fact, it was a 23-hour visit. And now Modi goes to Russia, you know, our best friend, all bellwether friend, as they call it. And it's a two-day state visit, such haphazardly put in the last, you know, couple of weeks of December. This doesn't sound too nice. What's going on?
You know, I don't know if there is anything very strategic about keeping it under 24 hours when President Putin was here. But it does have a pro forma ring about it. Because between the two countries, there is agreement that there will be an annual summit level meeting. It has invariably, you know, gotten scheduled in the last week of December or some such thing. Therefore, there is time pressure. But in some ways, it's also good that at least the form is being adhered to. It remains a fact that there are dissatisfactions on both sides. The Russians have not said so publicly, but clearly they are concerned with India's relationship with the US and the West. They did not have these concerns when the relationships were, it was much more India with European countries. And India is certainly concerned, and our people being less reticent have been talking about sales to Pakistan, etc., much more vociferously. The real issue actually that we should all be talking about is the Russian relationship with China. And the Russians should be talking about is India's relationship with China. And because of China, the relationship with Japan. Since Japan and Russia still do not have a treaty to end the Second World War, it's not clear that there will be such a detailed discussion, or if there is, that it will be put out. But this is a relationship which has become fairly transactional. It depends almost entirely on sales of defense systems, of nuclear energy. Space cooperation seems to be in the doldrums at the moment. Of course, there are other areas where there can be, and the energy area. But the potential for commercial expansions is limited by the fact that Indian companies are not only risk averse, but they have become more so because of their indebtedness and overcapacity in their facilities. And the American, Russian corporates are as large as India's public sector units. You know, it is a fairly crony capitalism kind of setup. They're not very nimble, not necessarily proactive, looking for business. I mean, look at the fact that although Russia is being sanctioned by Europe, has itself decided not to import even food from Poland, for example, is now sanctioning Turkey. But Chinese companies are coming in and fulfilling that supply. Indian companies have not gone in. Now, part of this, of course, is that Russian consumers, because they are quite wealthy, have a preference for European products and quality. But it shows you that the relationship is entirely state to state. It's entirely focused on defense and nuclear. And those areas have been a little bit shaken by the closeness that India is developing with the United States.
Very interestingly, you mentioned that Indians should focus more on Russia's growing relationship with China, but that's not how most people look at it. They still look at, you know, Russia and Pakistan growing ties deeper. So what do you make out of that situation?
You know, I think that Russia certainly wants to build its relationship with Pakistan, partly as a kind of signal to India. But also because Russia has had deep interest in Afghanistan, and Pakistan is still being touted as the key to a resolution or any efforts at a resolution in Afghanistan. The relationship with China should be much more interesting, because the less that Russia's exports of energy to the West and now to Turkey are in play, the more and more dependent it gets for selling its resources to China. But that is not all it sells to China. It has sold the same missile defense system that we are hoping to buy to China already some years ago. And it is selling state-of-the-art military aircraft. Every state-of-the-art technology that Russia has, and they are very lethal, they are selling to China. China, of course, is famous for reverse engineering and then producing its own. But at this point, China is also sharing technologies with Pakistan and co-producing with Pakistan. We really should be very concerned, because if we worry about being encircled in the Indian Ocean by Chinese port relationships, we should be worried about this defense technology relationship, which actually is encircling us and involves both China and Pakistan as a result of knockoffs from Russian technology. That should be a more serious concern.
Right. Samir, coming to you about the defense deals. Before Prime Minister flew to Russia last night, he said that Russia continues to be India's principal defense supplier. Now, this is not a very confident statement, coming from the fact that Russia and India have been, allies since the past, since India's independence, if we can say that. Most of our defense supplies still come from Russia. Do you sense some kind of a strain because of the Russia-Pakistan defense deals that have started to happen now?
Well, there are two ways of looking at it. One, as Ambassador Neelam, they've talked about, that the Russians are already concerned by the growing proximity with the United States and Israel. So obviously the statement is made out to reassure the Russians. I mean, it's evident from the fact that the Russian companies have lost out in some of the major commercial deals which have happened in the Indian arms market. The MMRCA deal, as well as the helicopter and the transport aircraft deal. So this statement is made from that particular angle of reassuring them. But it's also a reflection of the reality, because still a majority of the equipment in the Indian military remains of the Russian or the Soviet origin. Your tanks, your fighter aircraft, and your aircraft carrier. So, and we are dependent on Russia in terms of the spare parts and the supplies of that. The second thing is, even before our defense cooperation began with the United States and Israel, we had already begun cooperating with the Russians for the arms co-production and development. BrahMos is one example of that. We also look towards Russia for augmenting our submarine strength. We are leasing two nuclear submarines from Russia, and as Ambassador there said, now we are going to purchase the air defense systems from Russia. So there are problems in this relationship, but still, I would say that the statement is to reassure the Russians, and also it's a reflection of the reality which is there currently in the Indian military.
Amit, and after that, I want a comment from Ambassador Dev. Is it possible that the strain that is happening between India and Russian relations because of the defense deals can be mended or amended by oil diplomacy or the business deals that are happening, including some pipelines that are being talked about?
There is a possibility, because to put it down bluntly, the biggest export from Russia is oil and gas. And India is one of the largest consumers of both of these, and one of the few consumers which still has a growing demand. So, just as we in India look for supply security, suppliers such as Russia also need demand security for the energy that they are producing. So, having a tie-up with India, India-Russia energy tie-up makes intrinsic sense for both the countries. Some opportunities are already being pursued. So, ONGC, for instance, has acquired a small 15% stake in one of the largest Russian oil fields. And negotiations apparently are on for another similarly large oil field in eastern Siberia. So this indicates that the two countries are trying to build up linkages in the oil and gas field. As far as a pipeline is concerned, I don't think it is a very viable prospect, given the distance between Russian oil fields and the Indian demand centers, considering that this pipeline will have to pass through all of China, over Tibet and through the Himalayas.
Ambassador Dev?
Well, I think it's certainly the case that we are going to be a buyer of petroleum products for far longer than maybe any other country, many of which are assuring their energy security, including even China, by the fact that it is so far ahead in battery technology and in alternate sources. So yes, I think we would be valuable as an alternate customer. But we have also sunk in a lot of investment into importing from Africa and Latin America. So we are not going to be exclusively buying from Russia. I think we must understand that this is a very important relationship and has a historical basis for the relationship. The transition from the Soviet Union to Russia was very difficult, and we should actually see this as the tail end of the transition. Now it devolves on both countries to develop a new relationship. But that new relationship has got to have some kind of a commercial underpinning. It cannot only be, defense and nuclear. In the case of the United States, where also defense is a very big item, but there is the whole IT relationship. If we are talking about looking at China, there is the whole possibility of an infrastructure relationship. Even the relationship with Japan has a major commercial undertaking. With Russia, commercial sector on both sides has failed to build that relationship. So if energy becomes the next underpinning of this relationship, then again we are talking mostly about the public sectors in the two countries. And that is viable, but it's viable up to a point.
Amit, as Ambassador Deo mentioned, but we have also seen a couple of deals in the private sector in energy, Rosneft buying in SR Oil. Do you think we can see more of such deals happening and private sector taking this relationship forward?
Not very likely, because there are actually just two private sector oil companies in India, large ones, Reliance and SR. So, so Rosneft has already purchased a fairly big stake in one of them. The other company is, we don't know about what the plans of the other company are. So that opportunity is rather limited. And secondly, Indian private sector has not been very aggressive or very gung-ho in going outside and acquiring assets and properties that much, to that extent. If you look at the oil and gas fields acquired by Indian companies, it has largely been the public sector, and within that, just one company, ONGC, that has done bulk of the work. So the private sector has not been, because also come to think of it, oil and gas assets have a long life, 25, 30, 50 years. They come with all sorts of attached risks, price risk, business risk, geopolitical risks, because often oil is found in places which have, which have some political issues. So, the private sector may not be able to take that kind of a view often. So perforce, we have to rely on the public sector here.
Okay. My last question, which comes to you, Samir. In this case, is there a need for India to tell or give a signal to Russia that it is still the most valuable relationship that we have? If yes, then what needs to be done in the security paradigm?
Well, obviously, the statements from Prime Minister Modi have gone to that effect, saying that Russia remains that kind of partner. But I think terrorism would be one issue where the concerns of both the countries will be binded together, and there will be probably more cooperation on that front, which will probably take the relationship forward. Secondly, on the Russia-Pakistan front, there is a deal which says that they are going to sell some 4 attack helicopters to Pakistan. Now, that is not going to change the military balance in the region as such. The Russian talk of selling them the fighter aircraft to Pakistan is more of a posturing to see how India reacts. And obviously, India is not going to curtail its engagement with the West and with the United States, because military modernization for India, at least in the defense and security sphere, remains a priority. India has made its concerns known to Russia in terms of the accountability of the arms sold, and also the past experience of how the arms and ammunition changed their hands to the hands of the militants. So I think that kind of signaling from the Indian establishment to tell the Russians and as Ambassador Deo talked about, that taken together with what Russians are doing with China, that kind of signaling will obviously be there to say that we view this with concern, but it's up to you how you proceed.
So it seems just like the weather in Moscow in December, Indian and Russian relationships are quite frosty. On that note, Ambassador Deo, Samir and Amit, thank you so much for joining us.
You were listening to a Gateway House podcast. Thank you for listening.